Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mind in Motion. We're diving deep into a concept that's both powerful and elusive. Finding your flow. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions, stuck on autopilot? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, but nothing gets done? We've all been there. Well, today we're talking about how to unlock that state of effortless focus and productivity. That magical flow, where time seems to melt away and you're completely immersed in what you're doing. Now, this isn't just some hippy-dippy concept, it's backed by science. Researchers have found that when we're in a state of flow, our brains release dopamine, the feel-good chemical that motivates us to keep going. Think about that time you were engrossed in a good book, completely lost in another world. Or maybe you were painting, playing music, or building something with your hands, and hours just seemed to disappear. That's flow in action. So, how do we tap into this incredible state more often? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you find your flow. 1. Clear your mental deck. Our brains crave clarity. We're bombarded with information, emails, notifications, social media, constantly vying for our attention. Ever notice how you can't focus on a task when your mind is cluttered? It's like trying to solve a puzzle with all the pieces scattered around. Take a moment to declutter your mental space. Start with a quick meditation or deep breathing exercise. Write down those racing thoughts, even if it's just a brain dump. This helps create a sense of calm and focus. Think of it as clearing the stage before a performance. You need a blank canvas for your creativity to shine. 2. Embrace the challenge. Flow happens when tasks are challenging but not overwhelming. It's that sweet spot where you feel stretched but not defeated. Remember that time you learned a new skill? Maybe it was playing an instrument, mastering a new software, or even just cooking a complex recipe. The learning curve pushed you, kept you engaged, and ultimately led to that satisfying feeling of accomplishment. Seek out tasks that challenge your abilities and keep you on your toes. This doesn't mean going for the impossible. Start with small challenges and gradually increase the difficulty. 3. Find your rhythm. We all have different ways of working best. Some people are morning larks, while others thrive late at night. Experiment to discover when you're most productive and schedule your challenging tasks during those peak hours. Think about what environment works best for you, a quiet corner, bustling cafe, or even just your favorite comfy spot. And don't be afraid to experiment with different music or soundscapes. 4. Focus on the process. Don't get caught up in the outcome. When we focus solely on the end goal, we can become stressed and lose sight of the joy in the journey. Instead, savor each step of the process. Pay attention to the details, celebrate small victories, and enjoy the feeling of progress. Imagine you're hiking a mountain. The summit is your ultimate goal, but the real beauty lies in the experience, the fresh air, the breathtaking views along the way, and the satisfaction of reaching each milestone. 5. Take breaks. It sounds counterintuitive, but stepping away from a task can actually boost your focus and creativity. When we work for long stretches without breaks, our brains become fatigued, and our performance suffers. Take short walks, listen to music, or simply close your eyes and relax. These brief pauses can help you recharge and return to your work with renewed energy and clarity. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't expect to keep using it on empty battery, right? Your brain needs those recharge breaks to function at its best. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was struggling with writer's block for weeks. Deadlines were looming, but the words just wouldn't come. She tried every trick in the book. Caffeine overload, frantic brainstorming sessions, even writing in different locations, nothing worked. Feeling defeated, she decided to take a break and go for a walk in the park. As she strolled under the trees, listening to the birdsong and feeling the sunshine on her skin, something shifted within her. She started noticing the intricate details of nature, the delicate petals of a flower, the patterns in the bark of a tree, the playful dance of squirrels in the branches. Suddenly, ideas began flowing back into her mind, inspired by the beauty and tranquility around her. When she returned home, Sarah sat down at her desk with a newfound sense of clarity and purpose. The words poured out effortlessly, fueled by the inspiration she had found during her walk. She realized that sometimes, stepping away from the problem allows our minds to process information subconsciously and return with fresh perspectives. So remember, finding your flow isn't about forcing it, it's about creating an environment where it can naturally occur. Embrace challenges, clear your mind, find your rhythm, focus on the process, and don't forget to take breaks. These are the keys to unlocking that state of effortless focus and productivity. This is Leo Weston, reminding you to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Mind in Motion.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.